So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Mashal Chacham Beisha Paga Beichel Betzemel. Chacham compared the development of a woman to the three stages of a fig's growth. Paga, Eidetinaikis, the budding, referring to a girl when she is still a minor. Beichel, Elu Yumei Nureha, the early stages of the development of the fruit, referring to a girl when she turns 12 and grows 2 hairs, and this is the first stage of adulthood known as Nairus. Bezu Amru, Avia Zakai B'mitziyasa, B'maisiyadeo, B'hafaras Nadirao. During these two stages, her father has the rights to her fines, her earnings, and he can annul her vows. Tzemel, Kimin Shabagra, Shuvain Lavi Rishuspa. When the fruit is fully developed, referring to the second stage of adulthood known as Bagras, when she's considered a fully independent adult, and the father no longer has any rights over her. Mishnah explains, Ezehu Simonim. What are the signs of full adulthood? And cites four opinions. When her dadim begin to grow and the fold develops under them. And the Gemara explains, this is not meant literally. Rather, it refers to when the dad is large enough that when she puts her arms behind her, it appears as if there is a fold under the dad. When the dadim begin to hang down somewhat. When the center of the dad darkens. When one puts their hand on the center of the dad and it sinks in and then slowly returns to its original position. The Gemara relates, Shmuel Badik Ba'amse, Biyavla Arba Zuzi Demei Baishasa. Shmuel examined his maidservant for signs of adulthood and then gave her 4 zuz to compensate for her embarrassment because the Pasuk says, La'ilam Bem Tavaydu. And Shmuel expounded, La'vaydu Nesatim V'loy Labusha. You may work with them, but not embarrass them. Similarly, Shmuel Miyachad Lahem. He would designate for them a specific slave as their mate and did not allow the other slaves to be with her so that she is not shamed. However, Rav Nachman ruled differently and he would switch their mates. Another practice, Rav Sheshes Moslen La Ravi, Vamalhen is the Harum Yisrael. Rav Sheshes would give them over to Arabs and allow them to do as they please, but he would warn them against cohabiting with Jews, which is forbidden. The Gemara cites a related brisa, Elehin Simoni Bagris. These are the signs of full adulthood. Rav Lazar Tzadikoyim Mishi is Kashkeshu Hadadin, when the Dadim are large enough to hit each other. Mishi Yavtzel Reish Achaitim, when the hole from which a child nurses become visible. When the center becomes fully developed. When the mound becomes flattened, and Rifun explains, there's a mound above a woman's private area which flattens as she matures. Rebbe ruled, we're strict according to all these opinions. Therefore, as soon as she exhibits any one of these signs, the father can no longer annul her vows. Zok the Mishnah, bas esem shana shlohivish de Cyrus, tavi raya shehi bas esem shana vehi idleness. Once a woman turns 20 without showing signs of maturity, she brings proof that she is indeed 20 years old, and she's considered an idleness, a sterile woman. And loy chaletzes v'lemis habemis, she's exempt from chalitza or yibim, because the pasuk says, b'hoya b'chara sher telit. Only woman who can give birth is obligated in chalitza or yibim. Therefore, Rashi adds, nisis l'chom mishatirza, she can marry whomever she wants to. Similarly, the Mishnah rules, ben esem shana shlehevish deisaris yaviu rayashu ben esem shana v'usiris. Once a man turns 20 without showing signs of maturity, the relatives of his yavama bring proof that he's indeed 20 years old, and he's considered a saris, a sterile man. And loy chaylitz v'lemiyabim, he's exempt from chalitza or yibim. Because the pasuk says, l'hakim l'achim shem b'Yisrael, only a man who can have a child is obligated in chalitza or yibim. Elu divri b'Yisil, at the age of idleness v'saris is at 20, is the opinion of b'Yisil. However, b'shami arim zeb zeb ben shmoyne esrei, a woman becomes an idleness and a man becomes a saris when they turn 18. A third opinion, Rabbi Yazoimer, Hazacha k'tevi b'Yisil, v'nekevi k'tevi b'shami. A man becomes a saris at 20, but a woman becomes an idleness at 18 because she'ish me'meheris lovi l'fnei ish. Women mature earlier than men. The Gemara explains the words in the Mishnah v'hu saris to mean v'hu she'noldu le'simoni saris. The Mishnah means that if he's 20 years old and has brought signs of being a saris, then he's considered an adult, a saris. However, kilei noldu le'simoni saris ad reiv shenaisav. If he never shows signs of maturity, only becomes an adult after age 35. And the same applies to an idleness. The Gemara relates that when someone who did not yet show signs of maturity would come before a b'chia, he would advise them how to bring them on. Ikachesh amaluhu avruya. Ibari amaluhu akhishua. If they were lean, he would tell them to gain weight. If they were fat, he would tell them to lose weight. Because the Hani Simonim, Zimnin the Asu Machmas Kechishusa, Zimnin the Asu Machmas Briyusa. These signs can sometimes develop due to more or less weight. Figma discusses the exact age referred to in the Mishnah. Rav Amar Hilchasa Bakuli Pirka Me'es Le'es. All ages mentioned in the Mishnayas of this paragraph are meant to be full years, and we do not calculate 1 or 30 days into the last year as a full year. However, Ula Amar, the Tznan Tznan, the Loi Tznan, Loi Tznan. Only in those Mishnayas that add to the age the words V'yem Echad does it refer to a full year. But in our Mishnah, since it does not say V'yem Echad, does not necessarily mean a full year. Rather, V'yem Echad B'shana Chashav Shana, one is considered an Alnus V'sris even one day into the 20th year. The Gemara explains that this is Machlokes Tanoim. One Braisa rules, Rabbi Yisiv and Kippur Eimim Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Shnas Esrim Sheyatsu Mimenu Shleishim Yoim, Harei Kishanas Esrim Uchal Debra. After 30 days into the 20th year, without showing signs of maturity, a man is considered Esrus. However, another Braisa rules regarding all the following halachas. Shana Hamur B'Kadshim, the kabbanis that are only valid during their first year. Shana Hamur B'Bati Arichayma, the year during which the seller of a house in a walled city in Eretz can redeem it. Shtei Shanim Shebestei Achuza, the 2 years after which the seller of an ancestral land can redeem it. Shei Shanim Shebe'ebet Ivri, the 6 years after which a Jewish slave goes free. V'chein Shebe'ben V'Shebe'bas, and the year of a son and daughter, as we shall explain, Kula Mi'es Le'es are all calculated exactly with full months and years. The Gemara explains, Shebe'ben V'Shebe'bas, the case of sons and daughters referred to two halachas. Le'inin Erechim, the amount one owes when donating their erech to the Mikdash, which depends on their age. Lepirkin the Yetzir Deifin for our Mishnah regarding the age of an Alanis Visris. Hanaloch Yetzir Deifin, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 5th paragraph of Sechtas Nida, and we begin the 6th paragraph of Yetzir Deifin in next year, Be'ezus Hashem.